with the two RBIs, and he also walked once, scored a couple times. That kid is just solid, Scott, isn't he? Just solid.
Oh, he's a great catcher. He's just gotten better and better every game, too. I'm really proud of him. He took the time over the winter, too. He went down to a camp at Central, and, you know, he showed me that he was committed to doing that. And, man, I was worried. He had a little, I think he said the ball hit him in the thigh when he dove over by first base, and I was really worried that I can't afford an injury with Chase. We're hurting. You know, before we get in, obviously some guys made, you know, huge plays. But before we get to that, I'm going to mention probably someone who probably you didn't say a word about today, and he filled a huge role for us and did a super job. And I had a freshman, Cannon Arndt, out there today at shortstop. So Ben Johnson had a football thing at NMU. And
he's listening right now, so you can insult him.
Absolutely wanted Ben to go to that football thing at Northern and have the opportunity to be up there today. And didn't even hesitate to, you know, put Cannon out there at short. And, you know, he had could have made a better play on Young's ball in the, I think it was first or second inning. But you know what? He played pretty steady there the whole game and didn't have to make a lot of plays, but I just had to put a freshman out there and in a big Escanaba Gladstone game like that. Just a shout out to him.
And he'll learn. You don't play that far back with someone as fast as Nate Young.
Yeah, I think our guys figured that out too little too late. You know, I remember the first game, I think Trent fielded the ball, the one that he threw down the line, and the kid was three quarters, Nate was three quarters away down the baseline. I think Trent was like, oh my gosh, you know, the kid's fast. You know, we played a little better defense today. I thought Bond pitched well. He lost it a couple times, and you know, and then we were able to come in with Eli at the end. But you know, he lost it and he found it. And you know, Bond, one thing about Bond, yeah, he was a little wild, obviously, hit some kids, etc. But and you probably see it better up here, Jack. I mean, Bond's pitches, everything moves. You know what I mean? He's throwing, you know, 84, 85, but everything's got movement to it. And, you know, just enough wildness, too, to probably keep the Gladstone kids off balance, you know. Hit the ball a little better. Matty came in. Hey, 3-1 game. That was the...
What did it bat?
Yeah, unbelievable at bat. And honestly, you know, the two swings he took before the one he hit in the gap were not the greatest. You know, he kind of fought off a couple foul balls to the right side. And so, man, what a huge clutch hit for, you know, Maddie's, I know obviously they got summer baseball, but a high school last time playing Gladstone in high school, and he had a key hit that you know, got us going in that inning. So
you know, another unsung hero is Caden Brown. I thought he made some he got that infield hit for you, made some contact. He got another hit later in the game. He did some like things you don't notice, and he's kind of, we don't talk about him too much, but he just does his job.
Yeah, well, I agree. And, you know, my biggest comparison with Caden Brown, and I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but he's a lot like Scotty Hiller. And not that Caden hasn't been in our program, but, you know, he didn't play his 10th grade year last year. He was pretty much on the bench all year. So all of a sudden, you get a kid out there. Caden is getting better and better every game, more comfortable on the bases. I had him try and steal. He got thrown out a third here earlier in the game. He just got a horrible jump. He you know, and it's just the nuances of the game. He could have been there standing up. He just, you know, he's going to get to that point, and then he's got to get there in the next couple of weeks by district, because I think that's a weapon. He's Scotty Hiller fast. He's darn close.
And Scotty would do that too, though. You would pull your hair out about Scotty too on the bases, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of it, it's just experience being out there. And you know, the kids that have had a lot of playing time are better on the bases. It is what it is. But Caden, you know, Caden's starting to get it at the plate. He's playing pretty solid in the outfield, and he's just an athlete. That's a kid I look for. I hope we get in the district that nobody's going to expect anything out of him, and he's a kid who could be a difference maker in a district game here in a couple weeks. And, you know, talking, you know, conference too, I you know, whether conference is important or not or whatever, we're still in the mix now today. So to be Gladstone here tonight, today puts us in the mix. Obviously, they've got to play. We both got to play Marquette again, and I think they're done with Kingsford. We have Kingsford on Tuesday. So you know, at this point, too, it's nice to play for something because I think that helps us prepare for the districts, you know, competing, obviously, Tuesday against Kingsford. That's going to be a big game for us at Esky.
And then a fun weekend trip over to the Sioux, so that'll be fun for the guys to get out of town for a day and a half.
Yeah, really looking forward to that, and yeah. You know, Sioux's obviously in our district, and it's going to be a quality team. You know, they were a young team last year, and so I'm looking forward to that this week. And hopefully the weather stays like this for the next couple of weeks.
Hey, I'll tell you what, that Sioux St. Marie team gave us everything we wanted. If Jared, your son, if he hadn't pitched as well as he did, we would have lost that game.
Yeah, you know, every game in our district last year was a, 2-1, 1-0, 3-2, every game. And, you know, I think you're going to expect, expect to see that again. And I think, like I said, we've talked, mentioned before, we host the district. And when you can host a district, that's, you got to take advantage of that.
All right, Scott, do your shout outs and we'll get out of here.
A lot of people on a Saturday supporting us. My coaching staff was all over it today. Coach Kleiman and Chopper did a super job. And just a shout out to the players. I think we've turned the corner. They're having fun. They're making plays. And hopefully we can keep some momentum going this week.
All right. We'll see you Monday night.
Awesome. Thanks, Jack.
Okay.